The ideal me is perfect. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. The ideal me is perfect. The ideal me is perfect. But is this what I have in my consciousness about myself at all times? The ideal me looks at my body and finds it perfect. The ideal me looks at my world and finds it perfect. The ideal me looks at all others in my world and find them perfect. The ideal me goes back to the original purity and integrity that I am. The ideal me knows nothing other than the ideal me. Now, if ever we should be aware of expressing something less than our ideal me, then it's a matter of getting back on base again. It's like taking the wrong road. We're driving down a highway and we see a road that says ideal me, and we turn on that road and it takes us over some pretty rough and bumpy avenues. It takes us down some side tracks. It takes us down some detours, and we think to ourselves, my goodness sakes, is this the ideal me? And then the thought comes to me, what am I looking at? Am I looking at the outer appearances that may be everywhere around me, or am I living from my ideal me? The road said ideal me, so I must look at just ideal me. If I want to have the ideal me, that's what I look at. So I begin to look around the road, and rather than seeing the obstacles, I see the ideal me aspects of it. I see the little clusters of flowers here and there blooming and growing so beautifully. I see the little palm tree coming out in the middle of the road where cars drive over it and so forth, and it's just struggling way to come along. I think, how wonderful that it chooses to come up regardless of all the obstacles that befall it. And, you know, many of these little palm trees that I have seen struggling away grew up to be great and tall trees and great and wonderful trees regardless of the obstacles that were placed in front of them by life's experience. We are like that. We drive down the road and we think, just because the road is ideal me, there's not going to be some opportunities for us to make judgments, opportunities for us to make decisions as to what it is that is important to us. Are we going to look at the obstacles and say, oh my, why these obstacles? Or are we going to look around the obstacles and beyond the obstacles and look at all the beautiful things that are going on in the world? Are we going to look at all the joy and all the harmony and all the peace? Are we going to look at the little tree growing up in the middle of the street? Are we going to look at the cluster of flowers in the big heap of stone and pile of rock and what might be rubbish in other people's eyes? But for us, it's a magnificent beauty. The magnificent beauty. It reminds me so much of Michelangelo and the piece of marble that he was given. It had a fault in it. The piece of marble had a fault in it. But Michelangelo carved around the fault and found within that faulty piece of marble the great statue of David. And this is what we all can do. Oh, we can be told, hey, there's a fault in that marble. You don't really want that. Well, I want that marble because I see in that marble what I want. I see in that marble what I'm going to bring forth. I'm going to reveal out of that marble that which is there. And I know exactly how to do it. I know exactly how to make my chisel blows so that they will not destroy it, but rather reveal it. You and I, as we live our lives, we have the opportunity to look at all of the circumstances in our life and reveal them as their original purity and integrity. Overlooking all of the obstacles, overlooking all the things that people tell us or the appearances that stand in our way and say, this is terrible. And rather than saying this is terrible, say, I'm whole and perfect. This is an illusion that comes and goes. One minute the illusion is there, one minute the illusion is not there. This is the truth. One minute the illusion is there, and one minute the illusion is not there. Now, Why do we want to empower that illusion that we don't, that we say we don't want, and we say it's forever? Well, one of the silliest things we could ever do is to empower an illusion that we don't want, that we say we don't want at least, to empower that illusion with immortality. It's only a temporary thing, and it too is passing. And so, as we look at the illusions of life, and we see them as just something that's passing, not something that is permanent, and then as we begin to look at the illusions, at beautiful things, as we begin to see the flowers instead of the pile of dirt and rubble, as we begin to see the tree instead of the road that is holding it back, as we begin to see the wholeness that we are, instead of the limitation that we might be expressing at the moment. It's totally up to us. Totally up to us. How do we want to create our life? How do we want to create our world? How do we want to create everything that we are? Well, we create it by knowing that whatever the illusions are that we would like, those are the things that we place foremost in our mind. We look at the little tree struggling out of the concrete in the roadway, and we say to ourselves, my, what a challenge she has. And then the little tree says, nah, I like this. I'm a fighter. I am coming up, and nothing can stop me. I know who I am. I know where I'm going. I know what my reality is. And the little tree struggles along. And a car comes along and whumps him down. And he starts over again, and he starts over again. And he will not give up. And finally he succeeds. We will not give up. We will always see the illusion that is vital and dynamic and wonderful to us. And even the illusion that we see and we think is so wonderful, it's but an illusion, and it will change too. But will it change to be even a more perfect illusion or a less perfect illusion? That's our decision. On what do we place our vision? On what do I look? Do I look at the joy of the tree floating out of the concrete and up into the sky? Or do I see it being struggling along and being run over by car tires and being inhibited in every way? No way that tree is going to succeed. So it is with every illusion that comes into our life. If it is not a beneficial illusion, stop giving it attention and give attention to the beneficial illusion. If it is a beneficial illusion, my goodness sakes, give it all the attention in the world. Support it. Back it up. Tell it how wonderful it is. Tell it what magnificent illusion it is. And watch as it demonstrates itself in that magnificent illusion. We have that choice. We have that choice. Illness might be an unbeneficial illusion. Health is a beneficial illusion. On what are we placing our concentration? Poverty is an unbeneficial illusion. And wealth, is a beneficial illusion. Well, let's place our attention on it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Where is my thinking? My thinking is on beneficial illusions, and my result is beneficial illusions. Join me in this today. It's a lot of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.